the Shark Room. Here is Jeff Landisman, our chief aquarist, describing the awesomeness of sharks.
The shark area is absolutely the most coolest place in the entire aquarium. Being objective, of course, people sort of gravitate towards sharks, so it's a neat place. We have small sharks, local small sharks, hornswills, and leopards. But there's just plenty all around you. There's a shark board which talks about all the biology and all the neat aspects of sharks. And you can tie them into the live animals swimming in the tanks. So there's plenty of information there.
Are you raising sharks here?
We have in the back, we have sort of a brood stock of swell sharks, large swell sharks. And they lay eggs all the time. So we have dozens of swell shark egg cases. And the babies pop out, and they're all part of an exhibit, an egg, shark egg case exhibit. We also have some skates in the back that lay eggs also, and they're included in the egg case exhibit.
Check out the exhibit panel called What Makes a Shark Different? Did you know the skeletons of sharks and rays have no bones? They are fishes whose skeleton is made of cartilage, like our own noses and ears. This ancient group retains some primitive traits, but is well advanced in others. Among the most outstanding features of sharks are their acute senses, which have helped rank them among the foremost hunters of the seas throughout the ages.
Check out the tank behind you, number 35, Sharks, Skates, and Rays. Sharks have a long body with 5 to 7 gill slits on each side of the head. Their pectoral fins stick out from the body. Sharks cannot swim backwards. Watch the leopard shark swim to see this.
Skates and rays are relatives of sharks, but are flattened from top to bottom. Their gill slits are on the underside, and their pectoral fins are much larger. Look closely in the sand to see if you can find a skate or ray. Most skates and rays feed on bottom animals, but some pursue prey in the water column, and a few, like the manta ray, are filter feeders.
The fins of sharks, skates, and rays are relatively inflexible, like wings of an airplane. The shark's pectoral fins provide lift as the shark swims. Most bony fishes do not need to use their fins for lift because they have a swim bladder that provides buoyancy. And sharks have an intense sense of smell. They have a high sensitivity to chemical clues in the water. The sense of smell is thought to be effective over distances of hundreds of yards. Some sharks can sense blood in trace amounts of one part dissolved in 10 billion parts of seawater.
The perception of electrical fields is more highly developed in sharks and rays than in any other animal. Look for the small pits in the nose of the shark. This organ is called the ampullae of Lorenzini. This sense organ enables sharks to detect the weak electric fields produced by the muscles of prey animals, making sharks a very efficient predator.
Shark attacks are often newsworthy, but humans are a much bigger threat to sharks than sharks are to humans. The risk of getting killed by lightning is 75 times greater than getting killed by a shark. Shark populations are in danger because sharks are killed in fisheries as bycatch and are overfished for their fins for shark fin soup.
Sharks reproduce more like whales and elephants than fish. They have very few well-developed young that live long lives if allowed to survive the threats posed by man.
Please move to the next room to learn about the island habitats off our coast.